American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 405. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 373. According to his own statement, Lemmy Quinn had to come and ask him to go back to see the blood spots on the second floor, found by this man Barrett. Is that the conduct of a man, the head of a pencil factory who had employed detectives and was anxious to assist the police? He saw it in the newspapers, and yet Lemmy Quinn had to go and ask him to go back? And then he tells you in this statement, which is easy to write and glibly rattled off. A statement that you might expect from a man who could plot the downfall of a girl of such tender years as little Mary Fagan, that he went back there and examined those blood spots with an electric flashlight. He made a particular and minute examination of them, but strangely, not even Lemmy Quinn comes in to sustain you. And no man on earth, as far as this jury knows, ever saw Leo M. Frank examining what Barrett said, and Jefferson said, and Mel Stanford said, and Beavers said, and Starnes said, and a host of others said, was blood near the dressing room on the second floor. You know why? Because it never happened. If there was a spot on this earth that this man Frank didn't want to examine, if there was a spot on earth that he didn't want any blood found at all, it was on the second floor. The floor which, according to his own statement, he was working on when this poor girl met her death. Schiff, he says, saw those notes down there and at police headquarters. Frank says he visited the morgue not only once, but twice. If he went down there and visited that morgue and saw that child and identified her body and it tore him all to pieces, as he tells you it did, let any honest man, I don't care who he be, on this jury, seeking to fathom the mystery of this thing, tell me why it was. Except for the answer that I give you? He went down there to view that body again? Roger said he didn't look at it. Black said he didn't see him look at it. Mr. Rosser, he is misstating the evidence. Rogers never said that he didn't look at the body. He said he was behind him and didn't know whether he did or not. And Black said he didn't know whether he did or not.